Yeah, there you go. So what those are is one, and let me tell you, because I accidentally hit the wrong button. 1340 AM, 1350 AM, 1400 AM, but then the two new FM stations that we got this past year are so cool. 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM, five stations in the local area. And this show is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 10 AM on Starcom Radio Network.com. Four words, Starcom Radio Network.com. Followed by Angel, our Go Yard show. And you want to say something here about Go Yard and the show, what we've been doing and why we do it and when it comes on and all that stuff?
All right. So Go Yard comes on Thursdays at 6 o'clock every week, and it means hitting the home run in life. So Go Yard is a life coaching radio show helping you to learn to live life and live it well.
Amen. And it's with you and me.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Angel and Mama Mac, my other name. And, you know, we have all kinds of different topics. And you want to tell them about the website, because they can go get help there.
Absolutely. So on our website, www.goyard2014.org. And we have all of our shows for the last 2.5 years up on that website. They're all titled. So you can find the show that relates to what you're dealing with right now and get some great tools to help you get through.
You want to give them some examples of what those kind of shows might have been?
Sure. We've done shows on parenting, stress, anxiety, goals, domestic violence. Oh, my gosh. I mean, 2.5 years of shows. We've done a lot of shows. So
just
there's
a
lot of great information up there.
Yeah, really cool, isn't it? So that's part of what the ministry does. PJ, would you talk a little bit more about what we're all about and Bible study on Wednesday night? And then we'll get to Betty on the prayer team.
Okay. We meet at the Red Roof Inn on Wednesdays. And we start actually at 6 o'clock. And we have prayer from 6 to 6:30. We use the Prayers That Avail Much book because we believe in united prayer, and we believe in praying the word, and that's a great book to do that with. And then at 6:30, we start our praise and worship. We have, you know, sing a few songs, we praise God, and then we move into Bible study. And so,
right, yeah.
And it's interactive. So bring a notebook, bring your dinner, right, Nan?
Yes.
Okay. Because some of us come right from work. So it's okay to bring your dinner, but it is very interactive. So bring your Bible, bring a notebook, bring your questions. And we're usually done by 8-ish, a little after. We also, on Wednesday nights, are now posting on Facebook. Pastor Marcia goes live on Facebook around 7:30. And that's been great. That's just another, you know, praise God for technology.
It is, yeah.
This is a great way to get the word of God out to even more people.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Megan, would you comment more on that Facebook post, why we do it and how we reach people? And then Betty, we'll go to you for the prayer team.
Well, you know, a lot of us, like myself, aren't near to you and aren't
right,
near
you guys
to the
are in Indiana.
Beaconites.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a way for you to give us the word through social media. And it's a way for us to share it and spread the word, because that's what we're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right. And so it's about 15 to 20 minutes, and sometimes it's 22, and sometimes it's 24, and sometimes it's 18, and it just depends. We did do two posts this past weekend, Thursday night, and that one is, if you go to Facebook, it's hashtag Promise Keeper. I remember it today. And yeah, last night's is hashtag Alive Forevermore. So those, we go into detail about what we're talking about today, the resurrection, the crucifixion. So catch those on Facebook.
Pastor, tell them how to get to your, did you need to friend Pastor Marcia McAllister on Facebook so that you can see the videos.
Absolutely. And also, they're on Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Yes.
So you can go there. There's other Beacon of Hope Ministries. Ours is the one with the lighthouse with rainbow colors in it. So go there and you can all the videos are there. And we've done like 12 now or more. I've lost count. I love doing it. So Betty, talk to us a minute. And because you've been one that's shared those posts a lot, and then tell us about the prayer team. And what we did last night.
Well, one of the great things that we did during this time of relaxation and praise and worship is to be able to pray for one another.
Yeah.
We actually had a prayer vigil last night for almost 3 hours of praising God and praying to the Lord with 45 requests.
That came in yesterday.
That's
alone. A lot. That's
and
a lot.
I think that our prayer prayer team, you can send us a prayer request through the website of www.bohmglobal.com and send us a prayer. We have willing individuals who pray with us. We send out a prayer along with that request, and it goes out to our prayer team. And we just are so looking forward to the praise reports from those 45 that we prayed for individually last evening.
We are.
We also want to hear praise reports of those that have sent them in the past.
Yes.
Because it gives God the glory when we give him the praise that he's so deserving of.
Amen.
And we thank him and praise him for all of the answered prayers that we have had so far.
Amen.
And we encourage you to send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Amen. We're going to go on with our discussion of the resurrection in just a few minutes. I'm going to go to each of you for just a couple minutes each. Nan, if you'll grab a mic. I'm going to ask a specific question to each of you. Why are you doing this radio show week after week? And sometimes we take turns. We have a schedule. So you're not all on every single week. And we also have Shell. We also have Cindy Logan from Indiana. We also have Nathan. And let's, by the way, remember to pray for Nathan. He's in surgery tomorrow morning early. So we have several people that are part of the team. Why are you doing this, Nan, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been doing it 5 or 6 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
The reason I do it is I want to get PC people get healed. I want to see people... And here are people accepting Jesus as their Savior. We have a message, and that's the message we bring forth every Sunday. That's what it's all about, is reaching out to a lost and dying world, reaching out to people who need Jesus in their lives, reaching out to people who need a touch in their lives. They're a Christian, but they're facing a lot of stuff.
Right.
And that's why I come back, because I just if I can be a small part of the big picture of reaching out to people, I want to be there, and I want to do that.
Oh, praise God. And you know what? I love it when you cry, y'all. Because you know what? I can tell you feel. You feel what you're saying. Megan, you're up next. And you know, I just want the audience to know why we're doing this and why we're investing. And by the way, we pay for each show before we go on the air. So we have been 10 years, and there's not been one time that God has not supplied the money. Right, Pastor Jim, for each show?
Amen.
Amen. So God does it. So, Megan...
You just wanted to see me cry.
I'm up. I want to try to make all five of you cry.
Well,
right now.
You may make it happen. So.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Cheers to you, Pastor.
Okay. Thanks.
the reason I do this is because I find great joy in speaking about my Father.
Amen.
And I'm talking about the Lord. I didn't realize back when I started this that I would have the things happen in my life that did. And doing this ministry with you has ministered to me.
Praise God.
And I hope only that through my testimony and sharing how I relate to the Lord and how I relate faith into my life has impacted at least someone along the way.
Absolutely.
It has myself. And this has been such a blessing to be a part of this. And I just absolutely love it. And it gives me a time when I'm on that I'm in the Word more than I am, you know, just by going to church. It feeds my spirit.
Yeah, because you all kind of are told in advance whether or not we stick to that or not, where we are going to approximately go on the show. And then the thing is, we just let the Holy Spirit lead. And kind of like you and I wing our show on Thursday night sometimes, Dr. Angel. You're a recent member of this team, this Sunday's team.
I'm the baby member.
You're the baby member. You want to tilt your mic up in the air just a tiny
bit?
That's all right.
You know, I really do love doing this show. I have been doing Go Yard with you for 2.5 years and probably what about 5 or 6 months on this show now. And the platforms are different. And, you know, for me personally, it's an amazing opportunity. You know, God has brought me through so much in my life. And he has showed up so many times where I didn't think he was going to come and I didn't think it was going to work out. And anytime I can have an opportunity to share what he's done for me and encourage others, he can do this for you too.
Wow.
I'm going to take it.
And we love it, and we appreciate every single one of you. Pastor Jim, you're up next.
Okay, I've been doing this since 2009, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, sometimes Pastor will ask me to fill in. Can you just call in? No, I'll just come to the radio station. Because there's just such a difference, at least for me,
yes,
being in the studio. I mean, there's an anointing in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of it has to do with the people that are
that
here
were here right
us.
Before us, who are amazing. We love them.
We get to kind of flow in that same anointing.
Right. We love it.
And yeah, and I was just sitting here thinking, the one thing this show has allowed me to do on a number of occasions, because I'm more of a teacher, y'all know that, but I get up here and I start preaching on this show.
Yeah.
And you know, that's kind of a change for me. And
yeah,
I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that. And, you know, like everybody else has said, just to tell people.
Right.
What Jesus has done
right.
for me.
Yeah.
You know, there've been good times. There've been bad times. There've been some really bad times in the last 43 years. But I mean, I just think of the Andre Crouch song, Through It All.
Right.
I mean, even when I tried to walk away from him, he drew me back.
Amen.
And I can testify about that. And that's one of the reasons I love being on the radio show.
Yes.
I get to share what God has done.
Yes. Praise God. I think we all feel that way. Betty, last one.
Well,
I've known you forever. You know that, right?
I know. Kind of before dirt.
Yeah, exactly.
That just tells you how old I am, and you get older when you live in Indiana.
Right.
One of the things that the Lord had led me to do was to get back in contact with Pastor McAllister. And when I did that, the Lord opened a door for me, besides having my animal farm in Indiana, was giving me my heart's desire is to be on the radio. I don't want to be on television because you don't want this face on TV. But he gave me an opportunity for a dream.
Yeah.
And my dream is to serve the Lord with my heart, my soul, my mind, and all my being.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be able to be the harvest hands that
yes.
he's called us to
yes.
be.
Yes.
And I feel like that, you know, I'm not as knowledgeable as Pastor Jim or as smart as Dr. Angel, or as sweet as my daughter, Megan, or as loving and as kind as what Nan is, but I give it my all.
Yeah.
And that's all God asks for is
right.
for us to do our best. And I try with everything that's in me to be who he wants me to be. And when I'm on the radio, it gives me that opportunity to be that person.
And you all are just amazing. And I want to thank you. And at the top of the show, I thank the ones that have gone before you. There were so many through the years that have spent time giving of their time and their talents on the show. But every single one of you are a blessing to my life. And this show would not be possible without you. I can't imagine sitting here in this chair in the control room and doing a show for 2 hours by myself. I need somebody to talk to. And you guys are great. You're just wonderful. And we love it. And, you know, one of these days, these friendships and these bonds that we have, we're all going to be living together for eternity. I got to play this song before we talk about the actual resurrection in John chapter 20. And here it is. And it is, yes, one of my new favorite songs by Chris Tomlin, Home. Yeah, now you can get your praise on. Because we're going home someday. We're going home. And we want to bring all you radio audience
this
with us.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace in heaven.
Praise God, we are going home one of these days. I'm going. Are you going? We're on our way home. We're on a journey right now. Just spending a little time right here on planet Earth. But this is not our ultimate destination. Praise God, we're going home. Even Jesus had a destination to go home and be with the Father. We're going to go to John 20 early in the morning on the first day of the week. And we know that was Sunday. And I don't know if I mentioned it earlier. Jesus was not crucified on Good Friday, as is tradition. He was crucified on Wednesday afternoon, right at the moment where the Passover lamb was slain at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, he was in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He was in the tomb Thursday day, Friday day, Saturday day. He arose sometime after 6 p.m. on Saturday, the Sabbath. And whatever time that was, now on Sunday morning, while it's still dark, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. The significance of Mary Magdalene, I absolutely love this. Nan, can you get in there and comment on this? I want you to comment on Mary Magdalene, because all of us have been in situations in our lives where we feel like we are less than, where we feel like we don't measure up to what God's ideal was for us. And I find it fascinating that the first person to the tomb was Mary Magdalene, who had been a prostitute, who had demonic issues, whatever. And she was cleansed and saved by the power of Jesus. Here she is, the first one. And she's a woman, Nan. She's a woman like you, like me, like some of these others in here.
Like some of these others in here.
Except for Pastor Jim.
Well, we're excluding you. Well, you know, she had lived such a life that, in looking at it from, you know, just a human standpoint, she did a lot of bad stuff. And she came to know Jesus as her Savior. And I think it's kind of ironic that the first person to arrive, to eagerly be looking, you know, going there to take care of doing what they were going to do with his body, you know, that she would be the one to go forth. And Christ just, you know, he just loved her so much. I think it's cool that, you know, that if she can go and search out Christ, how much more we can go and search out Christ. He's no respecter of persons. You know, some people might be listening and say, but you don't know what I've done. Well, you know, God knows what you've done, and Jesus died for you, and you can have him as your personal Savior.
Amen. I'm joking on that. Mm. Go ahead, PJ. Talk about that. That's right, Nan. Well, I've got water. It'll just take me a minute to recover.
Okay.
It went down the wrong tube, I guess. I don't know what tube it went down.
Well, yeah, and I think it's for anyone who feels less than, put down. It being Mary Magdalene, it just shows how much the Father loves us, no matter what our station in life is, no matter where we are currently at. He sees us, you know, once we come to Jesus, he doesn't see the old me. He doesn't see the old Jim. He sees the new Jim.
Yeah.
He sees me in that robe of righteousness.
You're right.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Right.
And even though, you know, who knows, Mary may have had some shame issues. I don't know. She may very well have.
Right.
But the miraculous thing is, look who Jesus appeared to first.
And right.
We'll get to that in a minute.
He did.
But I think on the conversely.
Right.
Early, this New Living says, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark.
Right.
You know, the other gospel accounts have her going back with a bunch of women.
Right.
She went there by herself.
Isn't that amazing?
Long before dawn.
Right.
And the stone had already been rolled away. That's when she goes running out to find Peter and John to tell them, the stone's rolled away. There's no body. I don't know what to do. And
they thought he had been stolen.
Right. They just figured the soldiers had come and
taken the body.
The body or something. But imagine her, the greatness of her love to be out there while it was still dark. I mean, the Sabbath was over, so there, you know, people were out and about, even though it was night. I think that was a brave thing to do.
Sure.
It was a loving thing to do.
To go to the tomb.
To go to the tomb, and it just wait. Maybe she was going to wait on the other women to, to get there. But that struck me the last time I read this, you know. She got there before anybody else.
And she goes, and she's really the first missionary, mm-hmm. you know.
Because she goes and runs.
And tells somebody.
She tells Peter and John.
Right.
And then they go to the tomb.
Right.
And they both look in. Peter's not sure what to think. John at least starts to believe that, hey, what he said might really be true.
Yeah. Where is he?
And then Mary apparently had followed them, and this would be where she was accompanied by the other women. And she saw these two white-robed angels, and they said, you know, why are you crying? And she said, well, they've taken away my Lord. Somebody stole the body. We
right.
don't know what happened.
That's what
to
she
it.
Thought at that point. So, Angel, I got to go to you because this morning in our sunrise service that was started at 9 o'clock, the sun was already up. Anyway, Angel, you made a really good point about his clothes, and I talk about all this and the kerchief that was over his face. You can read it from your translation, whatever, and then tell us what you were thinking here. Do you have it in front of you? No. All right, I'll read it. Peter arrived, entered the tomb. This is after John. Observed the linen cloths lying there that had been all around him. Remember what happened to Lazarus. When Lazarus came out of the tomb, Jesus said, loose him and let him go. And they unwound him from all that burial cloth. And there was a kerchief used to cover his head that was not lined with the linen cloths, but separate, neatly folded by itself. So would you comment on all this?
Well, I just love that this detail is recorded, first of all.
Oh, me too.
To me, it's just such a personal detail.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and when you think about that, it was folded, and his disciples followed him and were so close and intimate with him those years of his ministry.
Right.
And they knew his habits, and they knew the way he did things. And, you know, I think of it in the natural because that's where my brain likes to go. And, you know, I have a thing around, you know, we fold towels in our house, and I like to fold our towels a certain way. And
me
each
too.
Of my children do not get that way yet, but that's okay. but they all have their own unique style. I can pull a towel out of the cupboard, and I'm like, oh, that was an Anthony fold, or oh, that was a Spencer fold. And I think the disciples felt that way, knew that about Christ. I think that was his message. This was me. I did this.
Right. Yeah. So it's so interesting that it was folded up neatly, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And to me, it's fascinating that he just slipped out of this burial garment that he had and did not have to be loosed by anybody. Betty, talk about that. I think it's so cool that he had power over that, you know?
Well, and that that same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead
mm-hmm.
is available to us.
Exactly.
It's for us. And I think that when Jesus came out of the tomb, this is just the Betty version, is that he didn't want to make a scene. He didn't want anything overly like a party. He didn't want anything. He came out, he did what he had to do. And when you guys were talking about the folding, is there were certain things that certain parts of death, when they did do with the sackcloth and all of the linens and everything that was given to them with the
right.
herbs and everything, is that it was their way of saying goodbye.
Right. They were like laying them to rest.
They were laying them to rest. And like I said, certain parts of his body were covered with certain types mm-hmm. of linens. And it's just there. It was their way of saying, okay, goodbye. We love you. We're going to miss you. And then, surprise.
Absolutely. It says right here, that those are great. No one yet knew from the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The disciples then went back home. So here they see it. There's Jesus is gone. Megan, talk to us about that. And they just go back home, for heaven's sake. You know, let's just go back home. We're sad.
Well, they didn't know what else to do.
Okay, that
makes
sense.
Holy Spirit hadn't come down yet,
right?
So they were on their own. They felt,
yeah,
you know. And it, after a death occurs, there's a time of mourning.
Oh, absolutely.
And a time of sadness and a time of regrouping.
Right.
And I'm sure that they all just were pretty much speechless.
Right.
As most of us are when someone passes away. And,
right.
you know, that, but then you sit back and, you know the story and you realize, can you imagine to their surprise what happened the day that the stone rolled away?
Right.
And that all of the prophecies were coming true and that they should have been, should have been of a different mindset.
Right.
Because they knew that the prophecies were going to come true, but there's still that humanistic side
sure.
to all of us.
We got to play this song right now. Sandy Patty, We Shall Behold Him. I have one of my favorite songs. I love it. Because, guys, we are going to see him.
The sky shall unfold, preparing his entrance. The stars shall applaud.
Praise God. We're going to see him, dear ones. That's God's plan for us. We shall behold him. He is going to come back for us. He's going to come back in glory in the clouds, and we shall behold him. Oh, sorry. Nan, go ahead.
I desire, this is from the viewpoint of us, and anyone who's listening, it can be from their viewpoint. I desire so much to behold you, I can hardly wait to see you. Until the days come of such, I will be about what I should do. O Lord, to see you in your glory, I so desire from deep within, oh, to be in heaven with you, will be wonderful and excitement. My excitement will not be hid. I love you so very much. Oh, what a glorious day it will be. I'll be with you. I'll be rid of this human shell. I'll be praising you throughout eternity.
Praise God. Anybody else excited like Nan in that poem? Megan, you want to comment on that? That is just, oh, I tell you. And that song does it to me. It just brings it home, doesn't it, guys? That it, this is where we're headed. This is what God has for us.
Oh, what a glorious day that will be.
Yeah.
And it's like every day I tell the Lord, you coming back today?
Right.
Because yeah. I'm ready to see you and I'm ready to see Grayson.
So, yes, your
come
son.
Come on, let's do
yes.
this. It's time.
3 years ago that you lost. Yes.
But, oh, the day that the stairs ascend.
Right.
Oh my gosh, it's like what a day in history that will be. And to hear the trumpet sound.
Right.
And the and just the flooding of all of us believers running to those stairs. It just it
to
sends
the stairs,
goosebumps
huh?
down my spine. It's just awesome.
Woo, Pastor Jim.
Every time I hear that song, I kind of picture the whole thing in my head.
Right.
And you know, this is Resurrection Sunday.
Right.
But this ain't the end of the story.
No.
You know, like what Megan said, because of the resurrection and
right.
of course Jesus ascended 40 days later permanently into heaven, at least until he comes back. But because of the resurrection, we know he's going to come back.
Right.
And when he does, we share at that point fully in his resurrection because
yes.
we get our new bodies.
Right.
And you know, I can't wait. I mean,
right.
I'm really looking forward to throwing off this old, you know, this old piece of mud for the new one. But it's just so exciting, especially, you know, how I love prophecy and all that, you know, especially as we see things unfolding on a
right.
daily basis.
Right.
It's like, okay, Lord, I know you're coming back soon.
Right.
And it's exciting.
Amen.
And it's a life changer. It should be a life changer.
It should give us such a desire to be all we can be right here while we have time, while we still have some time here on this earth to show people the way and show them Jesus. I love the fact right here in John 20 that Mary says to the person she thought was the gardener, you know, which was really Jesus, you know, they took him away and he was standing right there, but she didn't recognize him. And then Jesus speaks to her and says, "Woman, why do you weep? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Master, if you took him, where'd you put him?" But at this point, Betty, I just love this because when Jesus says in verse 18 of John 20, he says, "Mary." He says, "Mary." He doesn't say, "By the way, Mary, why didn't you understand and recognize me?" He just says, "Mary," her name.
Because she recognized his voice.
Mm. My sheep hear my voice.
That's exactly right. And I think that would be the most, I don't know whether I would pass out or I would still weep.
Right.
And it was just, again, it was the thing of being there. Hearing his voice about
right.
reassurance.
Right.
That I am here.
Ah.
I am, again, I am here.
Amen. Go ahead, PJ.
And he knows our names.
Yes, that's
I mean,
so, Isaiah 43, call you by name.
And, you know, and he didn't berate Mary. For,
right.
You thought it was the gardener girl? What's up?
Right.
You know, he just said, "Mary." And,
right.
you know, she did recognize his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe she didn't recognize him because she'd been crying. So, you know how when we cry, and we've all done it in here today, things get a little blurry. So maybe
right.
she didn't recognize him. Or it could have been like he was on the road to Emmaus when he purposely hid his identity from
right.
those two disciples. I don't know. But the great thing is Mary asked him that question, "What have you done with the body?" And then he said, "Mary." He said, called out her name, like he calls each one of us. When we, you know, I honestly believe that when we come to him, when he calls us to himself.
Right.
You know, the day we get saved, he called my name.
Right.
And he called each one of our names.
Mm. We did a song this morning in our sunrise service, I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. It says, when you call my name, no more sorrow, no more pain. And he knows every single one of us. And audience, that's what we want to get across to you today, that God is very purposeful. Angel, I want to go to you on this because you and I talk about purpose and intentionality all the time on Go Yard. And how does that relate here about God's purposefulness in each of our lives? The fact that he could even call Mary, Mary, and suddenly her life changed when he called her name.
All of our lives change when he calls our name, I think.
Yes.
When we allow our lives to yield to him.
Right.
God is totally a God of purpose and intent. And his story continues from the very beginning of Scripture into today. It's living. It's active.
Yes.
You know, we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, like you were talking about this morning. You know, he is definitely a God of purpose. It's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It's purposeful and intentional. And I think one of the things I find that was kind of amazing, you know, looking at it a little clinical here with personalities, but the change in the disciples from before the resurrection to after the resurrection.
Yes, talk about
that. You know, before the resurrection, you know, there was insecurities, there were fears. I mean, they denied Christ, you know. And then after the resurrection, many of them were martyrs and boldly proclaimed his name and carried out Christ's mission.
What changed? What changed?
The resurrection changed.
It's the resurrection, isn't it?
The resurrection. I mean, the only thing that could change you like that is witnessing something very miraculous.
Right. I love that point. You are right on, because so often we just keep repeating the same habits and same habit patterns, and we give in to fear and insecurity, and we're not sure what God's doing. Betty, talk to us about that. Angel, that's an excellent point. But when God does something and intervenes, and we have one of those suddenly moments, like this was the resurrection, a suddenly moment changes our lives forever. Talk about that.
Well, that's the element of surprise.
Yeah.
It's something that occurs within us. It occurs first within our heart.
Right.
And once we make that change, we have a commitment that we want to keep to our Heavenly Father.
Right.
Is, I want to be who you want me to be. And I want to do what you want me to do.
Right.
And it becomes a personal goal, is to do what God wants you to do. And even though there's some times that we slip and fall, or we may walk away from the Lord for a while, he still ushers us back in.
He does.
And says, welcome home, my child, welcome home. And that's what that's what we strive for. It's not just to survive, it's to thrive, and that's what he wants us to do in this life, is to thrive, and we thrive to please our Heavenly Father.
It's all about that. Nan, grab a mic there. We want to hear you on this topic too. Pastor Jim, the Mary of all people, as we said earlier, had been a prostitute. It is amazing to me that the message that Jesus sends by speaking and calling her name before anybody else's as the risen Lord.
Amen. And I think it's amazing if we don't. I think it's amazing it was a woman. Because, well,
that's
no,
right.
No, let me finish
no,
my
I
sentence.
No, I agree with you.
I'm
but
sitting
no.
in here with a room full of women that
yeah,
are going to beat
are.
Up on
that's
me.
That's right. They are.
But
go, girls. Go ahead.
I think it's just ironic because, you know, it was Eve in the garden who was deceived.
Isn't and this interesting?
And ate
yes.
the apple. And yet.
Good point.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, God used a woman to be the first apostle. Basically,
right.
Apostle means sent one.
Right.
So she was the first sent one, the
right.
first apostle, which is really cool. And it shows another thing, God can use anybody.
Right.
If you submit to God.
Yes.
He will use you no matter what you were, no matter what you are. He knows what you can be and will be, and he will use you if you just let him.
And so often it's our own old junk in our lives that keeps us from being used, right?
Right. And you know, and she, her obedience was immediate. He said, go and tell my brothers, I'm ascending right. to the Father, my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. And what did she do? She bounded off to find the other disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord.
Amen.
And she gave them the message. So, you know, here she is, little Mary Magdalene apostle, you know, instant obedience.
Right.
And, you know, whereas Peter might have, who knows what Peter would have done.
Right.
John probably would have just kind of clung to the, you know, the Lord and tried to lay his head on his breast again.
Yeah.
Peter may have just said, oh, I don't think so. But here, Mary's obedience was immediate. And Jesus knew that.
Bring that home, Nan, with our individual lives, because obedience and surrender is the key to be fulfilling not only of our lives, but exactly what God wants for us.
Well, as Pastor Jim was speaking, the thought came to me of the people who are gathered here around this table right now.
Right.
And we all have our area of in the world that we can have influence. The area Angel is in, mostly, I'm not in the area. Each one of us has a different area.
Right.
And a sphere of people that we can reach out to. And, you know, we are like little missionaries out there, little disciples out there following Christ's lead of what to do. And we're sharing with people that the message of the gospel, the message that Jesus Christ came, died, and most importantly, rose again so that we could have eternal life. And so we're kind of like doing what Mary did. You know, we're kind of going forward and we're telling people about what's happening in our lives, and that the same thing can happen in their lives, and that God's no respecter of persons. I keep feeling that part, that God's no respecter of persons. And there may be people listening who, like I've already said, may say, but you don't know where I've come from. Well, you know, God knows where you came from. Jesus knows where you came from. Jesus died, gave his life for every one of us, regardless of where we came from, regardless of our background, regardless of what we've done in life. We can be forgiven, move forward, and that's the message that we carry forward out of this show, out of our lives, that Jesus is there for everybody.
Pastor, if I may piggyback on that, I think it's a willingness.
Yes.
A willingness to do whatever God wants
it
us
is.
To do.
Yeah.
And that we, in those times when we surrender, that we give everything that we have to be able to serve him.
Right.
And you say, well, how can you serve someone you don't see? I see him every day.
Mm-hmm.
I see him in my grandchild. I see him in my granddaughter. I see him in my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I know this sounds silly, but I see him even in nature.
Right,
that,
sure.
You know, the pictures that he paints for us every morning through the sunrise.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or the sunsets that you all have here in Florida. But, I mean, you see him every day, and that's where we have to be willing to say, God, here I am. Use me.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm not going to play this whole song because it's long, but just a couple minutes of it. Dear audience, this is what's going to happen. You're going to rise.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow.
Amen and amen. Before we get out of here, I want each of you to have a final thought. And I'm going to rise. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Megan, I'm going to start with you. And just a final thing on this anniversary day, and also just about resurrection, whatever you want to say. I mean, you all just do whatever you want to do.
Well, I've been wanting to say the whole show is thank you, Pastor Marcia, for your dedication to the Lord and
thank
for
you.
Continuing this radio show for 10 years. It's a mighty, mighty feat, woman. And
I love it. I love it.
Such a mighty woman of God you are, and we all love you.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say that it's time that on this Resurrection Sunday that, you know, if we're just Christians, that it's time for us to be disciples. It's time to change
yes,
up
yes.
what we're doing. It's time to have that resurrection boldness that the original disciples had after Jesus walked out of that tomb.
Amen.
It's time to change our mindset and be proud of the eternal life that we're going to lead when we get there.
Woo, amen. All right, Nan, you want to grab it? Grab a mic? We're sharing three mics between five people today, and it's been a little challenging, but it's fine.
It's been just fine. I just in my heart and in my spirit, just to reach out to the people who maybe don't feel they're worthy of this precious gift. We are worthy of it because of who He is. I didn't get it by works or what I've done or things I've done or positions I've held or anything like that. It's just by the grace of God and just accepting Jesus as their Savior, asking forgiveness of their sins, then moving forward, learning about Him and studying the Word and spending time in prayer and spending time with fellow believers. And I just want to reach out to people and encourage them to do that. If they're not into a church, get into a church. A good, full, gospel, Bible-believing church, get in there. Get connected. Get connected. That's what we are here. We're connected with each other. Get connected.
Amen. And use our prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com for any of your prayer needs. Dr. Angel.
Well, you know what? God's in the life-changing business.
Amen.
You know, that is something that's just through scriptures. And then everyone who's really, truly given their hearts to God and let God work in their life has a testimony of change.
Yes.
And, you know, He isn't a respecter of persons. He wants to do it for each and every one of us.
Right.
And we just have to ask Him and yield to Him.
Amen. 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 Betty, you're up. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, old friend.
Yes, old friend.
We've been through a lot.
Yes, we have.
These last many years. But there's one thing that holds us together like glue, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our love for the Lord, our love to see people saved.
Yes.
Our love to see people set free.
Right.
And that's what He is. He is the chain breaker.
Right.
He is the one who is, we are the clay, and He molds us. And I think that that's one thing that I want for our listeners today is dry bones come alive.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Jesus is alive, and
yes.
He is alive forevermore.
Oh, so true. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And you know, I want to speak to that before Pastor Jim talks. And that is, there are people out there, and you may be one of those, dear listener, that have had times in God that have been amazing and wonderful and where you just felt His presence so strongly. And then life happened, you know, and you felt like, wow. Where did He go? What happened? You know, I just don't feel that excitement in the Lord. And you can get it back, right, Betty? That's what we're saying here on this show, what we say week after week after week. You can have that joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You can have that. Talk about that, and then we'll go to PJ.
Well, I think one of the things that we have to do is, and I'm sure that we've talked about this, our listeners have heard it, is surrender.
Surrender, yes.
Is to just, all you have to say is just the name of Jesus.
Right.
And ask for him to return in a mighty way in your life. And it doesn't take much. It's just a few words. It's, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
Here I
yes.
am. Breathe the breath of life back into me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not difficult. It's right. very simplistic.
Right.
And all you have to do is call out that name, J-E-S-U-S, and it spells Jesus.
Be willing, you know, be willing to change, be willing to do, you know, what you need to do in order to get close to him, you know? Thank you, Betty. You're wonderful. What a blessing you are. Yes, thank you. Stay right there with those headphones on, because this last song is going to blow your socks off. PJ?
What can I add to what everybody else has already said, except that because of the resurrection,
right,
we can celebrate
yes.
10 years on the radio because
yes.
we're all committed to this.
Right.
Because we're walking
yes.
in
Amen.
The resurrection
Amen.
Power of Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, just, it's so true. Maybe somebody out there has walked away from God for whatever circumstances you might be in. You know, maybe something you've got yourself into that you're not happy about, or
right.
you think God's not happy about. All it takes is that one moment of surrender.
Right.
To come back to him and to say, I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, just like the father of the prodigal son, he's watching for you to come home.
Exactly.
Your father is watching for you to come home. And you make that step and he'll come running and embrace you and throw a party for you, basically.
Throw a party for you.
And that's what's so wonderful about the God we serve.
Yes, yes.
And he empowers us.
Right.
To change.
Right.
Yeah, you may not like where you're at right now. I'm not so sure I like where I'm at right now. But
right.
I'm not satisfied.
Right.
And that's an okay thing, because I know Jesus is giving all of us the power to change, to become more and more molded into his image through the power of the Holy Spirit.
I so agree. And with that said, let's give you an opportunity. If you're not sure that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, I want you to pray this prayer. Betty, why don't you follow me at each phrase and then pray with Betty. Make this your commitment right now to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior on Resurrection Day. Father God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Father God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that he died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that he died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe he is the risen Lord and came from the tomb.
I believe he is the risen Lord and came from the tomb.
And is alive forevermore.
And is alive forevermore.
I ask you to forgive me now, Lord.
I ask that you forgive me now, Lord.
For anything and everything I've ever said or done.
For everything and anything that I've ever said or done.
It was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
Come into my heart and live in me.
Come into my heart and live in me.
I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior.
This I pray in the name of Jesus.
This I pray in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Praise God.
If any of you prayed that prayer with us, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, anytime, we'd love to hear from you. My email, I'll give it out on the air. I do it all the time. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. Pastor Jim with questions, he loves them. Pastor Jim@BOHMGlobal.com. Betty, prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. And you can reach the rest of us. Catch Dr. Angel and I every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on this radio station. And we cannot close this song, this show, this Resurrection Day, and our 10th anniversary without a little bit of the Hallelujah Chorus. Would you all agree with that?
Amen.
This is a crazy song. It's wonderful. And it has been such a blessing to be with you all today. And listen to this, and I'll come back on in just a minute.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
the risen Lord. Hallelujah. You should see what I'm watching, everybody acting out this song here in the studio. It's a blessing. This has been Living the Good Life, and we finished 10 years, and we're going to start our 11th year next Sunday right here at 3 p.m., and this has been Pastor Jim, Betty, Megan, Angel, Nan, and, did I say you? Oh, and me, Pastor Marcia, and God bless you all. We'll see you next week. Praise God.
I